This next one takes place in Thailand. And I was watching this special on PBS about the working elephants in Bangkok. And this strange quote came over the airwaves. It said, "Nobody knows exactly how many elephants there are in Bangkok." And I said, "Well, I mean, they're elephants, right? I mean, one, two, three, you know, I mean, they're not cockroaches. They're not, you know, mosquitoes. You could count them. But apparently there's so many elephants." So here we are. This is called Landscape with Urban Elephants. Up from the dumps and the red hollows, where water wells from bottle-speckled mud, up from the scrub and cracked palms, up from the can fires into the dazzle and slither of traffic muscling around these boulders of hide and wattle, up from a distant bliss of tree fern and orchid, from mahogany and kapok, the elephants come to the city. Big-shouldered and waddled, their slow bop strut up the boulevard, a repertoire of rolled eights, kept by the metronome of bottle-brush tails, syncopated by reflecting tape patched across their asses. Painting elephants, dancing elephants, peanut-eating, banana-slinging elephants, half-smiles and great gray Walt Whitman eyes, above the bike lights that swing from their trunks. Traffic swerves around their oil-thick piles of shit. Beneath it all, a squall of noise, a flutter of trunks. They sing platterfoot, big toe, skin of wet burlap. They sing, "It don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing." Deep into the night, alight with sodium, their backbeat rumbles travel for miles, pacing a hi-hat rhythm the tuk-tuks keep beneath the skytrain. They totter it off to sleep it off beneath the milk-colored dawn as their tails keep their own rough time.